Senator Clinton's campaign says the money came from 100,000 donors, including 80,000 new donors who had not contributed to her campaign before. The big cash infusion comes just in time. The Clinton campaign disclosed April 1st that its debt of $10 million exceeded its cash on hand of $9 million. On the same day, Senator Obama's campaign announced that it had more than $40 million in cash in hand with no debts. Analysts say Senator Clinton needs the money to be able to compete in the next two primaries in North Carolina and Indiana in 2 weeks. The two candidates have already moved on to Indiana. Speaking to an outdoor crowd in Indianapolis, Clinton says she now has the momentum and presented herself as the new front runner.
I'm very proud that as of today, I have received more votes by the people who have voted than anybody else. And I am proud of that because it's a very close race. But if you count, as I count, the 2.3 million people who voted in Michigan and Florida, then we are going to build on that.
Her calculation includes Michigan and Florida, two states that defy Democratic Party rules to hold their primaries early. So the Democratic National Committee says the results do not count and will not yield any delegates for the convention in late August. Senator Obama still leads in the all-important number of pledged delegates to the convention by about 130 delegates and has won more states than Senator Clinton. Speaking to his supporters in New Albany, Indiana, Obama rejected Clinton's new method of measuring voter support.
There have been a number of different formulations that the Clinton campaign has been trying to arrive at to suggest that somehow they're not behind. I'll leave that up to you guys. If you want to count them for some abstract measure, you're free to do so. But, you know, the way that the popular vote is translated is into delegates. That's how these primaries and these caucuses work.
Both candidates are trying to appeal to the so-called superdelegates, close to 800 party officials and elected representatives who are free to choose the candidate they support. The Obama campaign says the Democratic race remains fundamentally unchanged after his expected loss in Pennsylvania. Obama is heavily favored to win in North Carolina, while opinion polls indicate a very close race in Indiana. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.